Support for NPR comes from PBS, presenting Nature's Clever Monkeys, exploring how much human experience monkeys share, tonight at 8, 7 Central on PBS.
4 minutes past 8 o'clock Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert with this look at AM 580 News. Peoria County Coroner Joanna Ingersoll says a body found in a wooded area of Limestone Township has been identified positively as that is a Peoria man who had been missing for more than 2 months. Ingersoll says a man doing survey work discovered the decomposing body Friday afternoon. The body was later identified as 55-year-old Kim Mortimer. Mortimer had not been seen since August 24th when he was reported to have left his home. According to police, he had a history of mental problems and had previously had attempted suicide. Indiana's new state superintendent of public instruction isn't afraid of ruffling a few feathers. Republican Tony Bennett supports vouchers that force public and private schools to compete for state money. He likes the idea of small school districts exploring consolidation, and he says schools need to be creative with the money they have rather than asking taxpayers to shell out more cash. But he says ideas like vouchers aren't even on his radar screen right now. First, he wants to review education regulations and work with the legislature, which will be trying to create a balanced two-year budget. Bennett, superintendent of the Greater Clark County Schools District in southern Indiana, beat Democrat Richard Wood in Tuesday's election. Barack Obama should thank at least one Republican for helping him win the presidency. Abraham Lincoln played a small but vital role in helping the little-known candidate with the strange name win over millions of skeptical voters. Obama launched his campaign in front of the former Illinois Capitol, where Lincoln once served as a lawmaker. The tall, gangly, self-made lawmaker not so subtly pointed out that the 16th president was also a tall, gangly, self-made lawmaker. He spoke approvingly of Lincoln's team of rivals' approach to selecting his cabinet. And Obama quoted Lincoln in speech after speech as he campaigned, associating himself with one of America's greatest presidents, whether the subject was patriotism or faith or veterans. Bruce Newman, a professor at DePaul University, called it basic marketing. Obama is linking himself to one of the great brand names of American politics. In the forecast for the region today, cloudy skies, the high around 38, mostly cloudy tonight, a chance in the evening, then clearing, the low 22, mostly sunny tomorrow, the high 45, mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 32, a chance of rain on Tuesday, the high around 45. 34 degrees outside our studios at 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. An accident aboard a Russian nuclear submarine has killed more than 20 people during tests in the Pacific Ocean. 22 others have been injured. Officials say there's been no damage to the submarine's reactor and that there were no radiation leaks. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Russian Pacific Sea Fleet spokesman Igor Degala said the newly built submarine was undergoing trials in the Sea of Japan when a fire extinguishing system in two forward compartments accidentally came on. Degala said the submarine, named NERPA and identified by NATO as one of the Akula class, had not been damaged and that it had returned to port near the far east city of Vladivostok under its own power. I declare with full responsibility, Degala said, that the reactor compartment on the submarine is working normally and that radiation levels are normal. Vladimir Halyavka, head of the submarine's base, said the victims were poisoned when the submarine's fire extinguishing system pumped freon gas into the affected compartments, a method of eliminating oxygen to extinguish flames. Halyavka said the injured were hospitalized after their evacuation to Vladivostok by a Navy destroyer. There's been no word about what may have caused the submarine's fire extinguishing system to malfunction. 208 sailors and shipyard workers were aboard the vessel when the accident took place. President Dmitry Medvedev has called for an immediate investigation. Military prosecutor spokesman Vladimir Markin said a criminal case also has been opened. Markin said investigators have flown to the submarine base. The accident is the latest in a string of submarine disasters, including the sinking of the Kursk nuclear sub, whose entire crew of 118 people perished 8 years ago. Then-President Vladimir Putin was criticized for refusing foreign rescue assistance and failing to make a public statement about the incident for 4 days. Since then, the oil-rich Kremlin has said increased spending has enabled its military to